Siyabonga Star. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing the Southern African Development Community Extraordinary Summit on Regional Industrialization and its Impact on the Youth.
So let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp. That number is 001-202-465-0318.
You want to get live on air, live on Studio 7, please call us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, we're also streaming live on the internet. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ntunga, as you mentioned earlier, the five-day summit under the theme Regional Strategy and Roadmap for Industrialization kicked off earlier this week to outline the Regional Strategy and Roadmap for Industrialization, a move that some say can assist in boosting the regional economies.
And as they hunker down tomorrow, Tatenda, African leaders will be looking at tackling the issue of youth unemployment. And tonight we are asking, as young people, what is it that you want these SADC leaders to do to tackle this very important issue of youth employment or youth unemployment, which is a pervasive issue across the African continent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, Ntunga. And of course, as usual, our social media has been buzzing from young people in Zimbabwe and across the region talking about their issue with unemployment and job creation, hoping that things can go better for them and they can find themselves working.
Indeed, Tatenda, li chonanja nemakaya, ikutibana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection konapha ku Studio 7 a live talk lamhlanje ke liza kumbula njengo kutsho kwethu ngaphambilini kuma shows ethu kuqala izolo besikhuluma ngokuthi abakokheli besadak bayahlangana eHarare ikakhulu ama ministers yo aqale ukuhlangana kusasa ngolwesithathu kulapho kuqala khona ukuhlangana abakokheli bamazwe SADC lapho abazakhuluma khona nge-issue ye-industrialization, ukusungula imisebenzi, ukuvuselela amakampani emazweni asezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika. Ngakho umbuzo omkhulu esilawo kini basakhulayo namhlanje ngokuthi kuyini elifuna kwenziwe ngabakhokheli be-SADC lapha ekuhlanganeni kwabo kusasa ukulungisisa udaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi ikakhulu kini. Abasa kulayo nyaya yati kukurukura nezvayo nhasi Tatenda pano apa pachirongwa The Connection inyaya yekuti vatungamiri veSADC vari kusangana kuHarare kutanga mangwana ma heads of state vachikurukura nenyaya yeindustrialization. Saka mvunzo watiri kutarisa nhasi zvikuru sei kune vechidiki varidzi vechirongwa ndeyekuti zvii zvavanoda kuona zvichiitwa nevatungamiri veSADC ava kugadzirisa dambudziko rekushayikwa kwemabasa zvikuru sei kune vechidiki.
Mm-hmm. Tunga, I think, and we have some of our guests on the line, I assume.
Yeah, sure. We have our first guest, Devson Mzingwa, the founder of Entrepreneurship Africa. Davidson.com, and some disclosure is in order.
Mm-hmm.
Davidson Mzingwa is he is laughing. Davidson Mzingwa is a good friend of mine. We went to college together. Very intelligent guy, very ambitious, and we are glad to have him on the show tonight. We also have economic commentator Masimba Kuchera, but our producer tells us we just lost Masimba, but we are making efforts to get him back on the show. Miss T, the honor is yours. Get things rolling with Mr. Mzingwa.
Mr. Mzingwa, thank you very much for joining us this evening on The Connection. And I'll say, any friend of Ntunga is a friend of mine. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. Just to chime in, what's your view as we look at the SADC extraordinary meeting, focusing on the issue of industries within the region? Can we start off by getting your take on what will be a full week for the regional leaders?
I think my focus or my reaction is mixed. Firstly, I'm happy because the SADC leaders are now talking on what people have been talking for long, that is integration of SADC as an organ. Not just as an organ, but countries in SADC, they need to come together and do something that shows integration. What has been lacking in the region or through this block of SADC in terms of economic development is the issues of lack of integration. It was just SADC as an organ by name. They are united on critical decisions, but on economic decisions, they are not integrated. But now we are happy that these heads of state appointed their ministers of trade to look on issues of industrialization through strategic planning and also integration. So I'm really happy that they are talking of integration, because what we need most now as SADC is integration to make sure that all issues that pertain the economics of SADC are the same, from transportation to power relations, that is electricity, not power as in politics. They are all integrated. And this is the only way that SADC can really move up, like its sister organizations such as the EAC and COMESA. On the other side, I'm really happy that this is happening and looking forward that the walk the talk and all these documents that are coming up with through the ministers of trade in SADC won't be just documents, but they walk the talk and ensure that there is industrialization, which is the only way that the world is heading to. All countries in the world need to industrialize in order to develop economically.
Thank you. Davidson, please do stay on the line. We now have economist, Mr. Masimba Kuchera. Mr. Kuchera, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners as well.
Yes, sir. The heads of state from the SADC region are meeting tomorrow in Harare, Mr. Kuchera, and they are talking industrialization. But, you know, as you know, and as our listeners would know by now, we are 100% biased towards the youth, and the question that we have tonight is what exactly should these leaders do to address the issue of youth unemployment across SADC?
Yeah, I think, you see, they are looking up to 2063. And I think what they should do is to probably have a bit of a crystal ball and look into the future and see what kind of jobs the young people will attract or will need up to 2063. But what is also important is to look at now and look at how are they going to I had the other guest speaking of integration. How are they going to ensure that companies that exist right now are going to be able to take in young people into employment? And also how they are going to support young people through their startups and so on, so that they are also employed that way. Half the time we have a problem where young people are sometimes very difficult to employ because of their mobility, but also young people have problems in trying to start up their own companies because they don't have capital to do so. So the heads of state should really look at supporting young people at the moment so that they also come together and are employed, but also ensure that the companies that are existing now also not necessarily reserve jobs for young people, but are encouraged to employ a younger workforce.
Thank you, Masimba, there. I'll come back to you, Davison. Looking at this issue, as you spoke about earlier, of integrating the region, SADC region, in terms of the economic structure, is that really feasible, looking at what is happening maybe in South Africa, maybe in Zimbabwe, and even other areas, in terms of the high level of unemployment among those youth who normally populate the highest in many of these countries? Hello, Davison. Go ahead.
That should be the basis or starting point on coming up with a feasible structure or a feasible plan on how to uplift the economies in Southern Africa. What we need now is to ensure that SADC as a body organizes a central hub that ensures that youth unemployment is solved. And from the statistics that we have seen, 65% of the population in Africa, which includes also Southern Africa, is youthful. These are young people. So you realize that most of the active people are young people. And youth unemployment is so high in Africa. That's why at the moment there's no development. Many young people are lying idle after their own education. And at the moment, we need SADC to come up with a central hub. We need SADC to come up with a central structure that we have funding to ensure that young people with great ideas in the digital economy, also in industrialization, are supported by a central funding that will help these young people to integrate on basis as human beings. Not at the moment, as we see, as you said, in South Africa, there is high unemployment, and this has spared hatred among Africans through xenophobia. But if they come up with a system like that, where young people know each other, they appreciate each other, and they work from a central hub of SADC, we'll have something great. This is supported by a fund from SADC.
Va kuchera ku buda ne ma blueprints is one issue, but you know, implementation is quite a different issue altogether. Kana tichitarisa msangano uyu wemangwana, take for instance nyika yakaita se Zimbabwe, say pane ma blueprints aga jeka cha buda pa msangano uyu. Implementation yacho muri kuona ichifambiswa sei, zvikuru sei tichitarisa Zimbabwe zvino izvi ine chirongwa chayo che Zimaset. You know, whether you agree with it or not is a different matter, but that program is not being implemented. Nedambudziko rekuti hapana mari panyaya yeimplementation apa, you know, ichafamba sei, inozofamba sei tichitarisa nyaya yemari?
Yeah, look. Pane reports that one day, not only in terms of implementation, but also in terms of what you see when you talk about industrialization in SADC. SADC is not one country. There are various countries are at differing stages of development, economically, politically, and socially. So you'll find that in Nyakazagawanda, my industry, Azo, only South Africa seems to be industrializing at a rate very high. So what it may mean is that South Africa kana yaku tarisa maishu za industrialization, they will then have to feed some of their gains to other nations, which may be very difficult. And also then coming with a 50-year or 48-year blueprint, it's very difficult to put it into my stages to follow. I think that Kanataka implementation at that level, you will find that it's going to be difficult because you have leaders focusing on industrialization this time. A new set of leaders who are saying that leaders are industrialization, let's focus on something else. So there's not even guarantee when it starts is going to finish. But the challenge in DOO could be if all the countries agree, could let's do this, there is no central funding that is going to allow that to happen. And because of that problem, akuna mari from a central place for it to happen, you are going to have a situation where, unfortunately, countries like Zimbabwe will simply agree, but it will take more time to implement. Let me just give you a small example. We have been talking about digitalization right now, moving from analog in terms of my televisions to digital. The International Telecommunications Union is saying that by June, analog will be difficult to access, and we now need digital. But Zimbabwe is very far from ensuring that transmitters are digital. And they agreed that by 2015, so look, agreeing to a lot of these things, Zimbabwe is very good at that. Our leadership is very good at going and agreeing and shaking hands, but in terms of implementation coming back home, it's a serious problem altogether.
Yebo, siyabonga kuchera ungayigatshana uyakhuluma lapha ukuchera Dadenda ukhuluma ngokuthi yebo kungavunyelwana belobelane phansi isivumelwano sokuthi njenge region kumele sihambe ngalolu nyawo kodwa nxa sokubuya ku implementation ekuthini inhlelo zabo bazilandele you know basifake ku gears ikhona ukusebenza kuzahlupa ngoba amanye amazwe afana leZimbabwe imali kayiko ngitshelwa ngaphambili ukuba na lukhona uhlelo lwabo olweZANU-PF lololwe Zimaset kodwa kalu indawo ngoba uhulumende kala imali implementation iyehlula khona ngoluka uhulumende weZANU-PF befuna ukutshintsha Tatenda Silomunye njalo one of our guests Osetsingweni.
I think we also have on the line Tawanda Chikosi, who is the CEO of Chikosi Technology, joining us now. Tawanda, thanks so much for joining us on The Connection.
Thank you for having me on the show again. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Tawanda. Just as you join us, tukutala na issue ya implementation, looking specifically at ZimAsset and some other blueprints that even we've seen within the region. What's your take on that issue? You know, there's always the question of money when it comes to implementation. How do you see it?
It depends on how you want to look at it. If you want to look at it from a regional perspective, or you would like to look at it from a country perspective in Zimbabwe. If we look at it from a regional perspective, I'd like to believe that the summit that is taking place on industrialization is something that is a positive step towards progress. My thinking is that most of the summits that have been held of this nature have not been focusing on industrialization, but it has been more political discourse and dialogue. But this one has specifically been set, you know, for issues to do with the economy and the industrialization within the SADC region. So the idea that the leadership of all these various countries within the bloc are now thinking and trying to synchronize their thinking towards this thing is a positive step. I would like to believe that Rome was not built in one day, but I mean the first step towards building Rome is an important aspect. Implementation at that level will always vary. There are times when we will fail, but we will fail as we are making progress. As we do reviews, we also see why we have failed and make adjustments as we go. So if we are to give ourselves a 50-year plan, I'd like to believe it's something that can allow us to review, to fail, to improve, and to make giant leaps as we progress. Now, coming back home to Zimbabwe as a country, Yes, I would like to agree with the previous commentator or speaker who indicated some examples that he has given, for instance, the digitalization of our television transmission system as an example where there has been an agreement to a strategic move, but implementation hasn't come to fruition as expected within the local system. It's something that we're still grappling with as a country to, get to a point where we are able to implement successfully. But I think it's something that is work in progress.
Thank you.
Yebo, siyabonga Tawanda. Lingayika chana majaha agithi tatenda silama comments eswa tunyelwe ngaba laleli bethu nge WhatsApp, and would like to play those comments. We'll be back shortly.
Afana mabasa nombokwanisa kuya buzi sadaki yacho ka mukuru wacho munyori mukuru wacho sadaki ndiye mugabe wacho saka hazvinazvo zvinomboshanda vangaite zvavangaite sanction kana tiri pahafana zvarinomboita ndiye mugabe wacho ndiye akatotisungira play saka vechidiki wacho hapana mukana watinotomboita kuti tombopinda ipapo aende handina kumboona kana chavangu vachirwira vanhu ndevasiya vanhu vachiratidzira zviriwo pachena ndozvitori pachena izvozvo zviri kuitika izvozvo ungafanira kutoratidzira sadaki yacho ione zviri kuitika kuti iye mugabe wacho ndiye asadiwe nevanhu ii hatichatomudi zvishu hatoda hurumende nyowani kuti zviri kuitika zvacho hurumende yacho sari iripo yacho iri kutidzinyirira zvisingaiti dai yanga iri hurumende nyowani izvo zvisine mabasa saka ngapachinjwe tinoda kuti zvichinjwe izvozvi zvavari kutaura zvina kana matore
sanibonani ndikhuluma noncube bendicela nam ukudlulisa umbono wami mayelana summit le SADC meeting ezobe khona ngale ngase eHarare. Ngombono wami mina bengibona kungcono ukuthi abohulumende bezame ukuhlanganisa amakhanda like abohulumende base-Afrika like umsholozi bazame ukuthi kube nendlela yokuthi khona abantu abafana nabo opresident omgabe basitepe down ukuze abantu labo bakwazi ukubuyela emazweni akubo kube nedemokhrasi e-Afrika. Bonke ontando kayiphikiswa bengathi bayastepa down. Sicela ukuthi lokhu likudlulise likwazi ukudlulisa izinto ezifana nalezo ngoba khona manje sibona nangapha e-South Africa abantu bayaboshwa kufanele baphindele emazweni akibo ekubeni babalekele uduba emazweni akibo nokuhlukunyezwa amalungelo esintu ayahlukunyezwa ma bengazama ukuthi kuzama ukuthi kube nedemokhrasi e-Afrika. Ngiyabonga bebacele labo abantu abafana nalabo kube nokurenewa izinto ezifana nama-constitution elizwe abantu bebe nama-rights. Yabo ngiyabonga ngokudlulisa umlayezo wami ningangifonela lami late kwazi ukucontributha nabantu
maindastiri iva vanogona kushanda zvakanaka vakakonewa kupinza nyaya dzematongerwo enyika mukati memaindastiri asi ndinoona zvangu ini nyaya dzematongerwo enyika dzichizopinda nokufamba wenguva wekuti zani munoiziva yagara iri mapamba asi chikurukuru chandinokurudzira munyika yedu yezimbabwe kuda vaedza kusunungura vana vezimbabwe vave vachishandira munyika dzavo.
Siyabonga leyo yimbiko esithunyelwe ngabalaleli bethu. Mr. Mzingwa, before I come to you, let's put some perspective on this story, Tatenda. Let's look at Africa's two biggest economies. We'll start off with Nigeria. That's South Africa. That's Africa's largest economy after having overtaken South Africa last year. The number of unemployment among young people is staggering. That's 50% unemployment in Nigeria. Then we go to South Africa, which happens to be Africa's most advanced economy, which is about 3.4 to 3.5 million unemployed youth among a population of about 54 million people. Vamudzingwa, hurumende dzeAfrica dziri kutadza papi pakubatsira vechidiki pakurwisana nedambudziko rekushaya mabasa?
Chokutanga panyika dzamataura dzinoti Nigeria neSouth Africa
Sakango fana na zimwe nyika dziri muAfrica pakuti upfumi hwadzo hwakazemberana panyaya yezvokuti hunobva pazvicherwa kana kuti zviwanikwa zvemunyika iyoyo. Tona kuNigeria kune nyaya dzeoil, kozoya kuSouth Africa kune zvinhu zvakaita segold nediamond neplatinum. Ende maindustry akaita seiwawo anopindwa nemakambani makuru ekunyika dzekumavirira anonziwa mamultinationals. Zvoreva kuti vanhu vemukati menyika idzodzo kunyanya vechidiki havakwanisi kunge vachipinda mumaindastry akaita seiwawo ekunge vachiwana zviwanikwa, nokuti panoda mari yakawandisa paguda zvemishina yakawandisa noruzivo rwakawandisa. Nyika dzeAfrica dzinokwanisa kungoziva izvo kuti vechidiki vanogona chii chavangavadzidzisa, masekta api kana kuti mapande api ezveupfumi avangakwanisa kunge vachipinda kubva vasumudzira vechidiki mapande iwawo ezveupfumi, nekuvabatsira nekuvadzidzisa, nekuvapa vaya vanovatungamirira, nekuvapa zvemari yekuti vatange, nekuvatsigira kusvika vasvika pakunge vakwanisa kunge vachizvimirira voga, kwete kungoti kuye makambani ekunze mamultinationals asvika achitora nekusumudzira upfumi hwavo pazvinopera vobva vaenda, vechidiki vaya vosara vasina mabasa, vosara vasina ruzivo, nyika yosara ichienda pasi, hondo dzoramba dzichiendera mberi nenyaya izvozvo.
Yebo, siyabonga. Diva, qhubeka ubambile chahalakithi. Silo masimba kuchera njalo lo Tawanda Chikosi ecingweni lamhlanje sikhuluma ngomhlangano weSADC okhona kusasa sikhangela ukuthi abatsha abasakhulayo bengaphathiswa njani ukuba nabathole imisebenzi. Tatenda, time for the headlines, right?
As usual, we'd like to run down what happened today during our news shows so we can take it away.
Police and anti-Mugabe protesters clutched at the venue of the Southern African Development Community Extraordinary Summit in Harare today as regional leaders started trooping in for an industrialization summit starting tomorrow. About 100 National Railways of Zimbabwe employees in Mutare today staged a peaceful march over unpaid salaries dating back to June last year. And finally, the 56th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair has opened under the theme Stimulating Trade, Seizing Opportunities to Accelerate Growth.
Mapurisa anasi arovana nevanhu vanga vachiratidzira muHarare panzvimbo iri kuitirwa musangano wechimbi-chimbi weSADC mangwana. Vashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe varatidzira nhasi pamuzinda wekambani iyi muguta reMutare vachinyunyuta nekusabhadharwa mari dzavo dzemihoro. Musika wezviratidzirwa weZimbabwe International Trade Fair wavhurwa nhasi muguta reBulawayo, vari kuronga vachiti vari kufadzwa nekuwanda kwevari kuratidza zvigadzirwa zvavo gore rino pachienzaniswa nevaivepo gore rapera.
Izisebenzi zenkampani kaloliwe eMutare ezedlula ikhulu namhla zitshengisele zikhonona ngekholo ezithi sezilesikhathi esifika phose umnyaka zingalitholi. Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uqale namhla koBulawayo kulababukisayo abaningi kulanyakenye ngokune ekhulwini 4%. Kube lokuxokozela eHarare namhla phakathi kwabantu akade betshengisela besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe namapholisa lapho okwenzelwa khona umhlangano weSADC kusasa.
Thank you there to our reporters for giving us the headlines of today. And Ntunga, that brought us right to the top of the hour as we now transition over to our internet stream where we are asking all our listeners to join us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Lingayika chana mdzingwa kuchera lo Chikosi balaleli be radio emakhaya siyabonga siza dibasidibaneni kusasa silomlaleli uGeorge osecingweni lawe ungayika chana olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo asambeni phela ku internet njengokutsho kukatatenda voazimbabwe.com.